Hey guys, welcome to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. My host Ali Hasnain is here, and
Pascal straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Pascal.
Hey man, I grew up in the ghetto of Vienna, so
really?
Yeah,
10th district. 10th district. Oh, okay.
1-0-1-1-1-0-0.
And what happened there?
Nothing. I mean, I got robbed once when I was 12, but that was in the 17th district, which is an all right district, actually.
But the guy who robbed you was probably from the 10th. He was probably your neighbor, right? He like followed you into the
17th. No, he was from the 17th as well. So the guy I was robbed with knew one of our robbers, but he didn't testify against him because he was afraid.
Why?
Because he was afraid and because they all played.
What a loser.
What?
Did he ever get his money back from this dork?
No, so we played football and then we were on the way back to his house. And he had nothing. I had my phone. They stole that one, but it was pretty much broken already, so it was fine. I had my PSP with me in my bag. But they didn't see it, so but I was really shocked because they, took a knife at us and I was 12. So I don't know.
They must have known that the guy knows them.
Yeah, that's the thing, because I think they were already approaching us, and then one of the guys, not the main guy, but one of the other, like, the henchmen, I think he was about to tell them, like, hey, guys, I know that one guy. But then the guy already had, brought out his knife, and then it was too late. But he could have even then said, like, hey, guys, okay, let's not do this because I know. And apparently, like, that guy, because I guess he was a... He also, after he robbed us, that guy turned to us and he was like, we're only being so nice to you because you're not white. That's what he said. Because he was also an immigrant. And and he was just saying that just to, kind of say, we treated you well anyways. We might have shown you the knife and said we're going to stab you, but like, that's fucking bullshit. I was shocked. But I mean, in a way, it was also our fault because we were walking. It was a dark street. We were four guys, four friends. We were all walking home, and from the back of us, we just heard like they're following us, and they were like, "Hey guys, wait up! Hey guys, wait up!" And then two of our friends, they were smart enough, and they just kept walking because they knew what's gonna happen.
And the two of you,
we just turned around and just waited, and then they had surrounded us. And then
how many people were there who robbed you?
Three plus one. I think one of them was a girlfriend of the guy, so she was kind of waiting on the side.
Nice.
Yeah, and then they had a knife, and we had nothing anyways, nothing to lose really. And I was way too afraid. I mean, even now, honestly, like, I wouldn't be as afraid, but I feel like, just hand in over your phone, right? I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even like everyone has a phone now.
Yeah.
There's like very little incentive for people to rob. At least.
That's true.
At least where.
Also with the Find My iPhone thing, and I don't know. But my phone was absolute shit. Like, it was already broken. I had to use scotch tape to kind of keep the battery in. Otherwise, it would just fall off. But yeah. Good memory. I mean, not good memories. I had good memories on the phone because I had recorded some fun audios with friends, and that's gone forever. Anyways, I'm from the hood. You're not from the hood, man. You always grew up in the 90s fucking district.
I know. It's pretty nice here. I get pretty shocked when I go to like the shitty districts.
Yeah. Well, you live in like the Beverly Hills of Vienna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the Beverly Hills? I mean...
No, not really. I don't know. Are there Beverly Hills in Vienna?
I think so. I mean, yeah, for sure, man. I've never been to the house, but I think a guy I grew up with, but I'm not friends with him, he lives in a massive house in the 13th district, which is also like a really nice.
I feel like that's more the Beverly Hills.
Maybe. But 19th district also has a lot of villas.
Yeah, I mean, there's huge houses here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
lots of Russians and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have a lot of space to sit in right now. Quarantina. Yeah. I made a song about the quarantine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so the song is, it's imagines the quarantine as a dangerous yet seductive woman named Quarantina. And basically, I haven't really fleshed it out yet, but the lyrics go like this. Quarantina, Quarantina. And I'm working on it, so.
Oh, wow, that was very good.
Yeah.
Wow, very, very good. So it's kind of like Latin song?
Yeah, like with an Indian twist, yeah.
Nice, I'm looking forward to it, man. Is it going to have like some dancing involved as well in the music video?
I mean, let me finish the song because as you can see, it's on its way, but it's not quite there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still have to get the full picture of the woman.
Okay.
How
does she look like?
Does she have a mask? She's got dark hair. And
is she green, just like the virus?
She's got bat wings, but they've been clipped.
Okay.
And she's got the face. She's got like an Asian face. I don't know what? Why.
Yeah, because she's Chinese.
I don't know why, but she's
got. Yeah, because she's from Wuhan. Face. Yeah, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's really. I think that might be a coincidence.
Okay, so wait, you should make some Beijing opera music then, you know, like Chinese, old Chinese music. No,
I really like, you mean the style they have in like kung fu movies with the
I don't know,
or is that something else you're talking
about? You
mean
like kung fu fighting?
No, in okay. Actual kung fu movies, not in freaking Hollywood, like, you know, wannabe movies, like the type of music they had in Hero.
Oh man, Hero is a great movie. We talked about it.
Yeah, Hero is a great movie. We should really change this to a movie, but we
always come back to every movies. Single time. Yeah,
movies and TV show podcast. But hey, what else is there to talk about during this quarantine?
You want to talk about love?
Oh, that's a good transition. Yeah, let's talk about love.
Talking of Quarantina.
Quarantina, exactly. Do I love her or do I hate her?
Let's analyze. So I'm reading actually this... I'm reading this book called Getting the Love You Want, The Guide for Couples. So I'm reading this book. It's very interesting. Yeah, it was recommended by Mark Manson, right? Our hero, who wrote our favorite dating book ever called Models. Horrible title, but great book. And it's just basically about being honest, really, to yourself and to other people you hang out with. Right?
Yeah.
And, well, he recommends this book. As he says, many of us, we end up in unhealthy relationships. And just to understand why we do so and how to prevent that and get into a healthy relationship anyways. And... yeah, he says, you know, when we're wounded as kids, then we always are attracted to other people who are wounded as well, or who actually have characteristics of our role models as kids. So often our parents, right? Our parental figures. Because we have these childhood wounds, and then even as adults, subconsciously, we seek out these kind of partners in our lives so that we can heal our own wounds by healing these people. But it never works out. Or like, you know, most of the cases don't work out that way. But yeah, so how would that work with Quarantina? Why are you attracted to Quarantina?
So, basically, Quarantina has become the seductress, the seducing factor. She's become, for good or for bad, she's become... all our partners. Yeah.
Right.
We're all forced right now to...
Yeah, polyamory.
Be in, a, be in a relationship with Quarantina.
Yeah.
That's how I envision the song. And it is my job to transmit. I'm not trying to do anything with Quarantina. I'm just trying to make you understand through the power of music the idea and the feelings and the what Quarantina has done to us.
How does it feel like Quarantina seems to be in love with everyone in the world?
I think everyone else in the world is in love with Quarantina.
Okay.
And she's taken that love and she's turned us all into slaves.
Okay.
Because we're all now kind of servants of Quarantina.
Wait, is Quarantina the quarantine or the virus?
Well, her last name is Corona.
Quarantina Corona?
Quarantina Corona, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, say it right, please. Quarantina Corona. Yeah.
Quarantina Corona.
Quarantina Corona.
It sounds so Latin. Does she have a Latin accent? But Asian?
No, face? She's Asian, dude.
See? Quarantina.
And also, dude, she's 19.
Oh man, she's way below your Jesus.
So Quarantina Corona has basically, she's this beautiful seductress who we've all.
Oh. Dude, how come she traveled more than you and me, and we're older than her? She's been all over the world.
What are you talking about? She's a metaphysical being, man. Like, she's not limited by airplanes and tickets and visas and stuff.
Right.
She's an idea. Quarantina Corona.
Cool.
Age of 19.
Would you have a Chinese accent or another accent?
I imagine that she doesn't speak much.
She just coughs a lot?
She coughs a lot. Occasionally she sneezes.
Wow, that sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Well, will I get to meet her one day?
Dude, you've already met her.
Yeah?
She's already ensnared your heart, my son.
You think if I enter a relationship with her, I can heal my childhood wounds?
Well, I mean, wasn't the point of the book that you can't heal your childhood wounds through relationships? Through seeking a partner?
Yeah, I think you should do it differently, but I'm not that far yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
does it talk about solutions or you're just not that far yet?
Yeah, it would be depressing if it just talks about the problem.
I mean, informing you about your behavior can also be a form of that solution, is true. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that they inform you of your behavior and then say, oh, do X, Y, Z, and that's how you'll
figure it out. I think everyone kind of knows that you always date. There's this widespread theory that you always date your mom or your dad, but I never really understood why, and I think most people don't, and this book really explains why rationally, and it makes sense. But yeah, I mean, you and I, we've read several dating books. This was a cue to just mention a dating book, but okay. You don't want to talk about it publicly.
I read The Game, which every man, I think, has read.
Yeah, all the guys, at least.
Now thinking back on it, I find The Game is pretty cringe.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about... I mean, also the author admits it at the end, right? And he's so philosophical. When you follow him on Instagram, he's an amazing writer.
Yeah,
he's really, really is. Good. He's a great storyteller.
And he's a great marketer.
Yeah. Yeah, businessman too. Anyways, but he, for those who don't know The Game, I read it when I was 18, I think, or 19. You probably read it also when you were younger, right? So this book came out in the early 2000s, and it's about pickup artists, and that's kind of how it started. And yes, it's very cringe because, I mean, they really treat women like objects, and that's kind of what it's about.
Well, I mean, they also treat each other like objects, you know?
Yeah, everyone, for sure.
They turn... they turned the whole idea into like a series of like pickup lines and behaviors. You know, everyone wears the same thing, everyone says the same thing. It's very cringe. It's like the opposite of models, because models is all about
Being
figuring out
honest,
who you are and
and being
being
true to
true to
yourself,
yourself.
just working yourself, yeah. Because exactly what the game does is being needy, because you're just acting as if you're a person, but that's being
I mean
needy.
the basis of that, of like memorizing lines and memorizing things, is that, oh, I'll never be smart or funny or good enough, so I need to memorize other stuff and I need to emulate other people, because that's the only way I can get, you know, any kind of respect.
Have you used pickup lines before?
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell us some?
I mean, I used a lot, like back in the day, I used a lot from the book, like directly from that book. And then, but yeah, I used a lot from the book. And like, I remember once, this was probably the saddest interaction I've had in life. I went up to this girl and I was like, oh God, what did I say to her? But she looked at me and she was like, I can't remember what I said, but I said one of these lines and it came across like she kind of shrugged, and in a way like, what are you talking about?
Oh fuck, I also remember. Oh my
Was a
god.
very sad situation. What about you?
I had a cringe moment because I read that book and I remember there was this girl, I thought she was interesting. And actually, funny enough, I was going to a comedy event. And you won't fucking believe that's when I first moved to Berlin. So it was 2014 in the summer. And you won't believe who was the host back then. It was like somewhere in Neukölln in the south of Berlin. In an open space, it was really cool. It was full, and the host was Dar, who we both super admire, right? Because he runs the biggest show here in Berlin, Cosmic Comedy. Anyways, he was doing that show. I still remember. And anyways, I was sitting next to this girl. I thought she was really cool. And I in the book it says, never pay full attention to them, right? In the game. So what I was doing was I literally ignored. She was sitting next to me. And I just completely turned around, faced the other direction. I didn't talk to her for like 40 minutes.
And did you sleep with her in the end, or?
No. And then when I turned around, and she was like, "What the fuck?" Like, because we were having a good conversation. And then at some point, I was like, yeah, I gotta use
Oh
this
wait, you
tactic.
went with her.
Yeah, I didn't know her beforehand, but I met her like at the entrance. And we were sitting together and stuff, and it was just awkward. I could see like she was like, okay. And at the end, I really regretted it, but she didn't want to talk to me anymore. And I understandably, like, maybe I don't know how to explain the situation, but
Are
I
you
really
sure
tried
she
to.
didn't even give you her number? Because that seems like a pretty alpha move, dude.
No. Yeah, anyways. Yeah. But,
It's pretty funny, right? Like these, like you read the book and it's like these guys are like, oh yeah, you go up to her and you have to be like, you remind me of my sister. I could never date you. And then you're like, oh my God, this is gold. And then the next time you're out, you go up to a girl and you're like, hey, you remind me of my sister. We could never date. We could never date. Here's my phone. And then you start jabbing your phone like in her direction. And she's just like looks at you and she's like, what the F is going on? Because it's like someone who's just play acting
it's
and being
stupid.
incredibly weird, because it's so not genuine, ingenuine, you know,
Yeah,
what's
so
going
over the
on.
top.
Yeah, over
Have you
exactly.
seen Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone? About the
I
arm
don't think so.
wrestling? It's an arm wrestling movie.
Oh no, you sent me the trailer.
Yeah,
He gets out of
amazing.
jail and then he has to like rebuild his life by arm wrestling.
He wins his
We're gonna go
son.
arm wrestle.
He wins his son back if he wins the tournament, I think. That's what it's
Oh
about.
really?
Yeah, and I love how because they show a lot of slow-mo and they really focus on his face and you can see his lips like freaking stupid. And he's a truck driver, so he's driving truck and he trains his arm like at the same time.
Hey, speaking of, do you remember Johnny Bravo?
Oh yeah, I actually didn't like it so much, but
you didn't like it?
No, I thought even as a kid I thought it was too cringe.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't like it. You liked it?
Dude, I think I watched like every episode of that show. I thought it was hilarious how
I loved his voice. I don't know what
voice. It was about it, but it was just so funny.
He was a pickup guy, right? I mean, like, it's so weird that...
Pretty much.
He was like, a misogynist, wasn't he? Yeah, he definitely was.
Yeah, definitely. I mean... Was he a misogynist or was he just, like, an idiot?
I guess both. I mean, misogynists are idiots.
No, I understand, but I think he was just dumb because he just, like... He just didn't have any kind of social... Like, he was just an idiot.
He was the opposite of being authentic, you know?
Because a misogynist, like, looks down on women, right?
Right.
And feels they're inferior. Like, I don't think he actually felt that. He was just a stupid idiot.
Oh, like, do you know about incel groups? Involuntary celibates, right? That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Is that, a new phenomenon? Because I've never heard of it before. I don't know.
Is it new or is it just that now it's getting attention?
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, I'm in this group, this cinema group, and basically everything bad that happens gets blamed on incels in that group.
Okay, and they're women or what?
No, it's...
mixed group, right?
A mixed group, yeah.
I mean, I guess we're kind of involuntary celibates.
Dude, being a celibate means that you never have had sex and you're never going to have sex.
Oh, that's not true.
Yes.
It just means that's you don't have sex at the moment.
No, that's not what that means. Not having sex at the moment means you're not having sex. What is celibacy? Abstinent.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
When a priest is celibate, it doesn't mean that he's not having sex while he's giving the sermon. It means that he's promised to God that he will not have sex for the thing. So
right. I guess yeah, we're not incels then. Alright. I mean obviously we're not angry at women.
Are you disappointed? Are you disappointed?
That we're not incels?
That you're not an incel?
Dude, I was celibate for a long time. And then I was involuntary celibate, I guess. But never angry at women or blaming them or anything, just like they do. But yeah, I'm trying to read more dating books to get into healthy relationships. And I think most guys or women don't do it because, you know, I think we all repeat the same mistakes over and over again. But by reading books from the experts and people who already know a lot about this, I think it's so valuable to read it because then you can really learn more about yourself and general people in general and then get into healthy relationships. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, was it? Is that weird? I mean,
no, man. It's good. It's good to educate yourself, dude.
Yeah, because I feel like why people don't read about this because they think it's weird. But to me, actually, the most important decision of my life, I already know, is gonna be who I marry. And you know, my relationship with my eventual wife would be the most important thing in the world for me. And
until your second marriage.
Oh shit.
Oh snap, I'm sorry that I cut into that fine speech that you made.
Yeah. Destroying my fantasy, dude. Of having a happy marriage.
No, but you know what? The chance that you will but you know what? It's I think the whole idea of marriage is also it's so weird because apparently like the success rate of arranged marriages is the same as the success rate of like love marriages.
I think it's even higher actually in arranged marriages.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of that could be explained because arranged marriages come from cultures where like divorce is not
right also
less accepted and stuff.
But I think even satisfaction rate is higher.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing.
You know so, why?
Because they don't give up as easily.
Yeah, that also.
Maybe it's a more complicated thing.
I mean that for sure, but I heard, for example, that this theory, in love marriages, you at least in Europe or in the US, in the Western world, many already move in together, and you know, they already live together, so they're basically, in traditional terms, they're already married, right? And then they have a wedding and stuff, and the wedding is like the big event. It's like this, the climax. And then, you know, you already live together, so what are you gonna do now? Like, it's just kind of downhill from there, apparently. That's like one theory. Whereas arranged marriages, a wedding is just the start of a relationship.
Right.
And then you see the whole marriage as the event, not the wedding. So apparently, yeah, that's I just
Okay,
read about that.
no,
And
that could it would be interesting to know, but I'm sure that it's more complicated
yeah, for
than
sure.
like
I
you know
mean,
what I mean? Like I'm sure there's
dude, I
a
mean, also there's this theory that we're happier. There's this book called Paradox is a Paradox of Choice. And it says the more choice we have, the less satisfied we are, because we're always going to think about the options we did not take. And so by going by that logic, it means dating a lot is actually bad for our long-term satisfaction, right? It's actually better to just find one woman or man and marry them than go through a lot of relationships and then settle down with one person, because then you might always think about the persons you did not settle with.
Yeah, that's what Jordan Peterson says as well.
Okay. But I always wonder, I don't know, because I must say sometimes, like, you know, I know a lot of Christians and I know they really take dating serious and they often settle down with the first partner. And I feel like they're often very happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
It feels like it's very American to like marry your high school
right.
sweetheart,
Yeah.
whereas that it's like very much part of their culture,
Maybe. I mean, I don't think that's a
right?
very Asian thing, right? Marrying your high school sweetheart. That's
Yeah,
like never happened before.
I mean, yeah, but you know what is South Asian? Arranged marriages.
Well, are you claiming that tradition for yourself? It also happens in Korea, man.
Oh,
I
really?
mean, not anymore, but are I think sometimes still, but yeah, it definitely happened a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. China, I'm pretty sure arranged, yeah. I mean, even Europe had arranged marriages until what, 20th century maybe. Or
I
even
guess.
right, mid 20th century, I don't know. Is marriage the most important decision for you too?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. I just don't give it much thought right now, so.
Okay. I mean, it's not like I think about it all day, every day, but
But I think maybe I definitely do think about what you said about the whole idea of the choice stuff.
yeah.
I feel like as time passes, it's I don't think that it's necessarily a disadvantage to have found someone at like in your mid-20s, you know, and you haven't had many partners, and in your mid-20s you find someone and then you build something together.
Right.
I don't think that that's I think that a lot of I just feel like that kind of idea, like the traditional thing, is kind of not respected as much, and I don't think that it gets the respect it deserves in our Western kind of culture, you know,
Right.
because we predominantly grew up in the West, you and I.
Yeah. I mean,
So.
dude, I mean, all I've been hearing in terms of relationships is like I hear, especially in Berlin, you hear a lot about polyamory and
Yeah.
open relationship. You know, that's so different to those kind of ideas. But who
Exactly. And
knows? I mean, maybe that's also, I don't know.
I don't know how, like, I don't think anyone can really say, can you, I don't think it's easy to quantify, but I don't know how that kind of stuff affects you mentally, like on the long term, you know?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I feel like
Yeah.
also with open relationships, there's always one person who kind of loses out. Like, it's always pushed by one partner more than the other.
Yeah,
You know
that
what I mean?
specifically.
It
Yeah.
always
I mean,
feels a bit.
I don't have any experience on that
Yeah,
end.
me
I
neither.
think you
But.
don't you?
Oh, yeah, I was once in an open. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was on the losing side, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was kind of trying to get to.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Good one.
Is that how we're going to end it? Oh, Jesus. Always a bad, worst ending. All right. But I hope you guys had a good time listening. Yes, thank you so much for listening to the Kimchi Curry Podcast. And yes, give us a follow also on Instagram if you haven't already. Ali's handle is Ali the Hustlin, and mine is Pascal Halsberger. Yes. See you next time.
See you at the party, Richter.